Bruins play here. 100.7 WMMS.
It's just one of those days where you don't want to wake up. Everything is off. Everybody sucks. You don't really know why, but you want to justify ripping someone's head off. No human contact. And if you interact, your life is on contract. Your best bet is to stay away, motherfucker. It's just one of those days. It's all about the heat.
Team's training facility in Berea, Ohio. This is the Cleveland Browns Monday Night Wrap-Up Show, driven by Liberty Ford, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. Brought to you by GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Call GEICO at 1-800-947-AUTO or visit geico.com. And by Verizon Wireless. Text NFL to 8915 to get NFL Mobile, only from Verizon, official wireless service provider of the NFL. Now, here is your host, Mike Snyder.
And a good evening and a welcome to the Cleveland Browns Monday Night Wrap-Up Show, driven by Liberty Ford. Glad to have you with us this Monday night. The Browns lose a tough one in Cincinnati. We're going to talk about it with Coach Shurmur and also look ahead as the Baltimore Ravens will be in town this Sunday afternoon at 4:05. Browns guard Sean Laval joins us a little bit later, and Doug Deacon will check in as well. We'll get Doug's thoughts on the Browns. Coach, good evening. How are you doing tonight?
Good, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing fine, Coach. Boy, that was a, you know, there were a lot of good things in that game yesterday, but I know the bottom line that really kind of gives everybody the mood in the building, so to speak, is getting that W, and that was a tough one to take after your team did a lot of good things.
Yeah, we got to find a way to win it. You know, we jumped out to an early lead, and we actually had a lead into the fourth quarter, so we got to find a way to finish it out. There were some guys that performed better than usual, and then a couple guys that, you know, noticeably kind of wish they'd played a little bit better. But, you know, it's a team loss. There was areas in the game where we could have played better on both on offense, defense, and special teams, which would have contributed to the victory and in turn contributed to the loss.
You know, I know already at this, by the time as we do this show, you are already really going into the next game by the time we really sit down. But I know for a lot of fans, this is the first time to really hear you talk about yesterday. And I think we look back yesterday, Pat, some of the things early in the game to get out there on a lead, get that first touchdown in the first quarter, that had to make you happy.
Yeah, it was a good drive. I think it was an 82-yard drive. And, you know, there was some good things. You know, we spread the ball around. We got Peyton Hillis involved early, which was good. We got a little bit more out of him yesterday than I thought, but we had to because Montero, you know, at the end of the day, couldn't really go. And then Obi had another good performance. And then some of the receivers, you know, got some production. Jordan Norwood got his first touchdown. And then I thought, you know, early in the game, we did some good stuff, you know, and we found a way to get up 17. 17-7. So, you know, there were some good things that were happening in the ball game. I really felt like we matched up well against Cincinnati this time. I felt like we played better, and you know, we just got to find a way to win it at the end there. You know, we had some opportunities, and you know, we line up, kick a field goal, we got to make it.
You know, you look at that, and again, I know, boy, Ryan Pompliano has been just such a stalwart here. He's really struggling. He said after the game he's in a slump, but I know you said earlier at your press conference today, you know, you can't have your long snapper in a prolonged slump, can you?
Yeah, you know, he's like any other position on the field. You know, they really fight to do things well, and I think that's important. And he wants to be productive and wants to do a good job. And so, you know, it's just like anything. You know, we gotta make sure we're better. We gotta play better at all positions if we're gonna start winning these games.
You know, and you look at it. Some of the things that were done offensively yesterday, Colt McCoy getting Peyton Hillis in the backfield. You really converted on third down. Some big third down conversions yesterday.
Yeah, that's important to sustain drives. And again, we found a way to drive the ball this year, and then we found a way to get it in the end zone yesterday. So there was some good stuff there. It's just hard on a day after the game to talk about good performances when you didn't win the game. Although there were some guys that did a nice job, you know, on defense. I thought Jabal played well. Ruben, you know, Tommy did another nice job. There was some good coverage in the back end. You know, just like on offense, on defense, too, there was a couple of opportunities to catch the football or intercept that we got to do a better job there. And, we had a couple of guys that struggled catching the ball on offense. And then lost a little bit in this was Alex Smith with Owen Marisic down. You know, I was concerned about how much two-back offense we could use, and Alex really stepped in and did a nice job playing fullback.
Yeah, he's really been somebody that, going back to training camp even, you know, fighting to make the team, and obviously he showed you enough there, but you're pretty deep at tight end, and now he's playing fullback. He's been a very versatile player for you in a lot of areas, hasn't he?
Yeah, he has. You know, he's been we move him around. You know, he's a pretty fine blocker, and he'll catch it when you throw it to him, so he's got value for us, and we try to use him that way.
You know, you look back at a touchdown. What a roller coaster day for Greg Little. He gets his first NFL touchdown, made a couple of big catches, and then had those drops. What do you say to him, Pat? He's a young player. Obviously, he's still in his first season. I mean, he's maybe not a rookie anymore this well into it, but still young player. What do you say to a young man like that?
Well, you know, it's about catching the football. It's about focus and concentration when you have the ability to catch it like he does. And, you know, he goes through spells every once in a while where, you know, he'll drop a couple. And so you just try to get him back focused, and you got to keep going to him. And, you know, because he did have his production, and he did make some plays for us. He made a couple of plays and really won at the end of the game there that got us into the Bengals territory prior to the last three plays, which – we were trying to move the ball. We were trying to score a touchdown. You know, then it got to a third and medium situation, so we were trying to either convert or at least move the sticks or, you know, move the ball forward so that we could kick a field goal in a reasonable distance.
You know, it really is something with Phil Dawson. He hits that 54-yarder, and there really with the 55-yarder, as we were talking about the snap, that if everything goes right, you really expect him to mm-hmm. make anything that he tells you. And he comes to you before the game and tells you what his distance is each way, doesn't he, Pat?
Yeah, and any time a drive stalls, you know, I have a good idea based on the wind and what direction we're going, where we have to get to for him to kick a field goal. So we were within his range with the wind the way it was at the end of the game. And so, you know, I trust him. I trust him to go out there and get it done. And this time it didn't work.
We're talking with the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Pat Shurmur. This is the Cleveland Browns Monday Night Wrap-Up Show. I want to remind you that Dunkin' Donuts is proud to sponsor Touchdowns for Downs this season. For every touchdown scored by the Browns, the Dunkin' Donuts and Baskin-Robbins Community Foundation will donate $100 to Upside of Downs to support local families touched by Down syndrome. You're locked into the Cleveland Browns Monday Night Wrap-Up Show, driven by Liberty Ford. More with Coach Shurmur straight ahead on the Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
Taking a family of five to the amusement park can cost a small fortune.
Oh, yeah. So to save some money, we thought, hey, let's bring the amusement park to us.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
All right. Step right up. Step right up, young man. Are you ready to ride the Wacky Waterfall?
That's just the bathtub with the shower head running.
Nope, it's the Wacky Waterfall.
It's the shower, Dad.
Waterfall.
Wacky.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Get to Subway pronto for the Chicken Marinara Melt. Featured $5 footlong of November. Juicy chicken in our signature marinara sauce with plenty of melty cheese served hot and fresh toasted on Italian bread or your favorite freshly baked bread. This November only, it joins our many everyday $5 footlongs. Hurry in before it's too late. The Chicken Marinara Melt. Featured $5 footlong of November. Subway. Eat fresh.
Plus, applicable tax prices and participation may vary. Prices higher and less than Hawaii. Additional charge for extras. At this very special time of year, all of us at Conrad's Tire Express and Total Car Care would like to extend a thank you to all of our friends. Thank you for your confidence and loyalty. And as all of us get ready to share the joys of family and friends over these holidays, we wanted you to know that we're very proud of the trust that you've put in us throughout the year. Be safe in your travels this holiday season, and happy holidays from all of us to all of you.
Hey, Browns fans, are you heading down to Cleveland Browns Stadium this season? Discount Drug Mart can help you save at the game. Stop at your local Discount Drug Mart today to save 20% at the concession stands, merchandise stands, or at the team shop with the Cleveland Browns Stadium voucher for just $8. Available at the Courtesy Center. Just another way we save you the runaround. Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Browns.
Cleveland starts here, every Sunday with the Browns. It starts with hard-nosed football. It's die-hard loyalty. It's committing for the full 60. PNC is proud to be a sponsor of the Browns and a backer of every fan, like you, because you're part of the undeniable achievement that's happening right now in this great city. So whether it's a tailgate party or over 73,000 Browns fans, it all starts in Cleveland. PNC Bank, proud sponsor of the Cleveland Browns. The PNC Financial Services Group, Inc. All rights reserved. PNC Bank, National Association member, FDIC.
Every year I make a New Year's resolution and then I forget about it.
Like taking me with you on all the Browns road trips this season.
Well, this year I resolved to save us money, be eco-friendly, and become a techno geek.
How, Stanley?
I am going to the Ford year-end celebration.
Wait, what?
Yeah, it's the best time to save a lot of money on a new Ford. They all get great MPG and have the coolest technology.
So you're going to the Ford year-end celebration?
I just said that.
You forget, remember?
See your Northeast Ohio Ford dealer, official partner of the Cleveland Browns, or visit driveonohio.com.
This is Browns Prime Time on your flagship for Cleveland Browns football, 100.7 WMMS.
PNC Bank Play of the Game. PNC Bank is a proud sponsor of the Cleveland Browns.
On the ninth play of the drive, on the opening drive of the game, McCoy brings the Browns up. Massaqua, Norwood, Little all on the far side left. In the backfield, Obanaya. Watson tight on the right side. McCoy under center and then backtracks into the shotgun. Obanaya on his right hip. Third and 10. McCoy back, throwing to the middle of the field. Caught! Touchdown, Jordan Norwood! And the Browns, for the first time this season, score a touchdown in the first quarter.
And he beat Nate Clements, the former number one draft pick.
Back to the Cleveland Browns Monday Night Wrap-Up Show, driven by Liberty Ford. Here is your host, Mike Snyder.
And that is the PNC Bank Play of the Game. PNC Bank, a proud sponsor of the Cleveland Browns. And Browns fans, text NFL to 8915 to get NFL Mobile, only from Verizon, official wireless service provider of the NFL. We're with the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Pat Shurmur. And Pat, we hear that highlight. Jordan Norwood, talk a little bit about his development. He's really come on and looks like he's now become a part of the offense.
Yeah, you know, he has. He's done some good things this year, and he actually would have had about three more opportunities. You know, we called his number about four more times, and they did a good job of taking it away, so we had to move on. But he's had production. I'm happy for him to get his first score, and at least in the last month, he's really showed up well.
Well, he certainly got you on that board early yesterday. You had that 10-point lead that we talked about. And closing out a game, I guess, is that something now that you talk to the guys, Pat, where it is the full four quarters that you got to play? You know, you struggle early and come back. Well, you got to be better early. Yesterday, you had a good start, really good half, and then struggled some in that fourth quarter.
Yeah, I don't think it had anything to do with not playing hard or not – playing well. I think the Bengals did some things. They had three long passes on us. You know, one to A.J. Green on the double move down our sideline, and then they hit the long pass to Gresham for the touchdown, and then at the end of the game, really to set up the field goal. We got really excellent pressure on Dalton, and he was getting hit as he threw. I'm not even sure he knew where he was throwing it, and he just threw it up the field into a pile of bodies, and A.J. Green jumped up and caught the football. So, you know, this is a game of inches, you know, and there's some things that happen in the game that, you know, they're hard to watch sometimes. But our guys battled and we fought all the way to the end, and I'm disappointed for them that we didn't get the results that you would want, you know, when you're ahead in the ball game for a long time. But, you know, there's something to take from this as we move forward and get ready to play the Ravens.
You know, frustration, yeah. The guys won it badly. And I know after the game, Joe Hayden, Josh Cribbs, Tua were very emotional about losing, falling to 4-7. Do you talk to the guys to pick them up? Do you like when you hear some of that emotion about from guys, Pat?
Well, I talked this morning or this afternoon about it's easy to go to work with guys that care. And you, nobody should be happy after you lose a game, especially one that's hard fought. And so I can work with that. We can work with that. And I think that's important. When you get guys that don't feel bad about not winning, then there's issue. There's something not right. And so I'm happy when I hear that they're disappointed. I don't know if they're frustrated. I think they're disappointed. And I think that's that's kind of the mood you want, so that they are eager to get back and get preparation started for the next game.
Because really, it's a week. It really begins now,
yep,
this week. And you pour everything you got into it, don't you?
Yeah, and I think that's why after the game, after you've exhausted yourself, that's, you know, you tend to be a little bit more emotional. I know I have a hard time gathering my thoughts and cooling off in that 10 or 15 minutes before the press conference. And so I can only imagine what their emotions are. And then, then on the way home in the evening, you know, you try to gather your thoughts some more. And then you come in on the next day and clean up the mistakes. That's part of the process of preparing for the next opponent. And then you go on and you just keep pushing.
You know, Pat, you mentioned about getting pressure on Andy Dalton. And I think one of the things this year that we've seen with the defensive line has really been, I think, really a strong area with youth that you have. You mentioned Ataba Rubin. He is all over the field. And Jabal Sheard, we seem like we see him making almost a big play every game.
Yeah, he's a very productive guy. And he finds a way he does a good job in pass, you know, in his pass rush stuff. And then, of course, I think he does a nice job also of defending the run. So he's made huge progress this season, and I only expect that to get better.
Pat, I always hate to bring up the injuries, but boy, you had another significant one yesterday.
Yeah, Scott Fujita is going to require surgery on his hand, so we'll just have to see. He's going to miss some significant time, and we'll just see how that goes once the surgery. He has a surgery this week, and then Emmanuel Stevens hurt his pec, so we'll have to see there. He may miss some time. So we got a few guys banged up, typical of AFC North play. You know, it's their physical games, and I'm sure they're dealing with the same thing down in Cincinnati. But you try to find a way to get the guys. And really what ends up happening is the guys on the roster, they got to step up. Now they have their opportunity. And everybody's dealing with the same thing. I mean, this time of year, after all the banging that these guys have been doing, after all the competing that has gone on, there's a little bit of wear and tear on these guys.
You know, I've said this before, if you could take every fan and just let them stand on the sideline for a couple of series, just to kind of, you know, get a feel. When you can get up close to an NFL game and just really every snap, whatever happens in every single play, the size of the players, the speed, it really can take your breath away. Sometimes that goes out there, and you almost wonder sometimes why there aren't even more injuries, at least my experience, because it's just crazy when you're really up close to what's going on out there.
Yeah, it's really a totally different view when you're up close. When you step back and watch it, you know, I think you maybe see a little bit more, but you don't get the real feeling that you get when you're up close. And big guys moving extremely fast, and the collisions are big, you know, and they're out there doing it time after time. And so I've got a lot of respect for what these guys try to do. They take great care of their bodies. Most of them are very professional in their approach, and they know it's really a one-week cycle. And this time of year, between Sundays and Thursdays, that's a real challenge for some of these guys to be able to get ready to go in 4 days instead of seven.
T.J. Ward, what's the latest on him?
Yeah, he's making improvements. He'll run this week. We hope to have him back soon, within a couple of weeks at the most, we hope. So we'll see where he's at, but he's eager to get back in there. Peyton Hillis came back, you know. Montero tried to go, you know, couldn't make it. We'll probably get Owen Marisic back. So we're gonna get healthier in some areas, and then we're gonna have to fill in some spots in some areas, and that's typical of what you have to deal with when you're playing December football.
And Peyton came out of the game okay?
Yeah, he was no worse for wear, and he really contributed to our cause. I thought he ran hard. It was good to see him back in there. You know, he's a physical, I mean, downhill hard runner, and he puts a hurting on some of those guys that try to tackle him.
Well, you talk about getting physical, and now you got the Baltimore Ravens coming to town. They're 8-3. I think anyone who watched a little of their game Thursday night against San Francisco, they seem like they are right back playing at a great level. They've had a few losses along the way, as I mentioned, three defeats, but this is certainly a team. I think when they went into this year, Pat, certainly they're a team that's talking about being in the Super Bowl. What are your thoughts about what you've seen of the Ravens?
Well, they're a good team, you know, and I think they've earned the eight victories that they've gotten, and so we're looking forward to playing them. We look forward to playing everybody, and I think our guys step up, and so I'm looking forward to see how we match up against these guys. You know, they've got a lot of talent. They play at a high level, and so I'm looking forward to it.
When you look at them and their defense right now, they bring pressure. I mean, there's no question that that's what you're going to see. You know you're going to get that from the opening snap against them, don't you?
Yeah, they do. Although it's similar in a lot of ways to what you see each week. They have a couple of exotic things that they do. Everybody goes back to some of the things that they've done all year long. And then they do a good job. What they do a good job is they can get pressure with four or five rushers. And they're playing well in the secondary. So defensive coaches, if they could get pressure with four, that's the best. You know, that's because now they can be pretty solid in coverage. When you start committing more to the rush, or you start dogging linebackers or whatever, now you guys are one-on-one, and you're a little bit more exposed in the back end. I think what they have is they have some guys that can pass rush, and they can get pressure with four. So we're going to have a challenge, you know. I think we'll step up to it. I think our last couple of weeks, our offensive line, I think they've made a jump as a unit. I think they're and I think that happens typically when you're playing together for as long as they have this year. And so, you know, we'll see. It always starts up front. You can't do anything in the back end. None of the fancy stuff works if you don't block them. And their fancy stuff doesn't work if you can get pressure on the quarterback. And so, you know, in reality, it always rests on the line, on the shoulders of the guys up front. And so that's typically where it's won or lost.
Well, one of those guys will be joining us in a few minutes here, Sean Laval. And I know that you've been happy with the progress he's been making.
Yeah, he has. I thought he had a good training camp. And then I thought he was kind of playing into the role a little bit in the early parts of the year. And then he was dealing with some injuries that weren't quite obvious. And then I think the last month or so, he stepped up his game. And I felt like he's doing a good job. So he's a good player for us. He's a young player, and we're hoping that he's around for a long time.
All right, Coach, we'll let you get back to your preparations for the Ravens. 4:05 Sunday, good luck against them.
All right, thanks, Mike. We'll
Browns head coach Pat Shurmur, as always, with us on the Monday night show as we wrap it up. Some great stuff and insights there from the head coach. And they will play at 4:05 this week, just a reminder, against the Baltimore Ravens, who will be in town. Now, today is a Let's Move It Monday, brought to you by Cleveland Clinic. Try to get 10,000 steps a day this week, and visit letsmoveit.org to learn more on how to stay active. And fans, the Ohio Lottery and the Browns want you to be a VIP. Visit clevelandbrowns.com/OhioLottery to learn how you can win tickets to the Browns-Steelers game on January 1st. This is the Cleveland Browns Monday Night Wrap-Up Show, driven by Liberty Ford. Browns guard Sean Laval joins us next on the Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
Black Friday is over, but the deals have been extended at Liberty Ford. Liberty has thousands of vehicles on sale now. For only $179 a month, you can drive off in a new Ranger, Escape, or Fusion. That's right, only $179 a month on three of Liberty's best sellers. With more vehicles in stock than ever before, hurry in and save at Liberty Ford. It all ends December 3rd. Guaranteed financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
Droid. Introducing the Droid Razor by Motorola, exclusively from Verizon. The ultimate power of Droid. The legendary edge of Razor combined to form the thinnest 4G smartphone. A scratch-resistant face armored with Corning Gorilla Glass. A back plated with laser-cut Kevlar fiber. And it's powered by the mind-melting speed of Verizon 4G. The fastest and most reliable 4G network in America.
Get the new Droid Razor by Motorola. Visit any Verizon store, droiddoes.com, or call 1-800-256-4646. Coverage details at verizonwireless.com/bestnetwork.
Hey Browns fans, KND invites you to live in the heart of it all at one of their three premier downtown properties. The Residences at 668 Downtown's newest luxury address featuring Zinc Bistro. Reserve Square with the convenience of an Embassy Suites hotel. And the Residences at Stonebridge offering amazing views of downtown. You deserve a quality home and good neighbors. So check out everything KND has to offer not only downtown, but throughout Northeast Ohio at KND.com.
Dunkin' Donuts knows that some days are much bigger than others. That's why Dunkin' Donuts created the Big and Toasty. It's Dunkin's biggest breakfast sandwich yet, and it'll help you power through any day. Sink your teeth into two fried eggs, four slices of cherrywood smoked bacon, and delicious cheese piled high on thick Texas toast. It's Big and Toasty and a breakfast favorite. Wrap your hands around the Big and Toasty and start your day off right with Dunkin' Donuts. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Cuyahoga Community College has recently launched their new Alumni and Friends Association, and they're looking for you. If you've taken one class, you're an alum. Or if you believe in Tri-C's mission, you can join as a friend. So join for free today to take advantage of a great job search, mentoring, and networking opportunities, as well as receive discounts to Northeast Ohio businesses. The Tri-C Alumni Association is here to reconnect you. Visit tri-c.edu/browns to join today.
Hi, I'm a football fan and I need tickets to the game.
And I'm a football fan with tickets I can't use.
So where do we go to find each other?
NFL Ticket Exchange by Ticketmaster, the official resale marketplace of the NFL.
That's right, I get into the game no sweat.
And I get paid automatically without having to mail or ship my tickets.
Really?
Yeah, Ticketmaster sends your official resale tickets via email.
Oh yeah, cool.
Very cool. So if you're like one of us
and you need to buy or sell NFL tickets,
go to NFL.com/ticket exchange today.
Quaker Steak and Lube is the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns. Stop in your local lube on any game day to get the exclusive Dog Pound Bucket of Wings. And guess what? You get to keep the signature Dog Pound Bucket. Don't worry, it's plastic, so you can clean off the lube wing sauce easily. Enjoy your Dog Pound Bucket at the lube or swing through the pickup Wingo window and take it home for your party. Quaker Steak and Lube is proud to be the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns.
Hey Browns fans, Vic Carucci here talking to you about my good friends at Liberty Ford, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. Did you know that Liberty has been part of the local community for over 30 years and has five locations throughout Northeast Ohio that are close, convenient, and easy to find? With over 1,500 vehicles to choose from, guaranteed financing, and award-winning service departments in all locations, the Liberty experience is impossible to beat. Go to Liberty Ford today or visit libertyford.com.
This is Browns Primetime on your flagship for Cleveland Browns football, 100.7 WMMS.
Back to the Cleveland Browns Monday Night Wrap-Up Show, driven by Liberty Ford. Here is your host, Mike Snyder.
And a reminder, Browns fans, text NFL to 8915 to get NFL Mobile, only from Verizon, official wireless service provider of the NFL. The Browns at 4-7 after losing to the Bengals 23-20 yesterday. They get ready to play host to Baltimore. The Ravens in town for a 4:05 start on Sunday, and the Browns will be hosting their annual U.S. Marine Corps Reserve Touchdown for Tots collection at Brown Stadium this Sunday. Prior to the game against Baltimore, fans are encouraged to donate new unused toys valued at $10 or more, or to make a monetary donation as you enter the stadium.
Touchdown for Tots program is locally supported by the 3rd Battalion, 25th Marines of Brook Park, and Majestic Steel USA. And again, that's a 4:05 start on Sunday. Well, we go to our hotline here on the Cleveland Browns Monday Night Wrap-Up Show, driven by Liberty Ford, and it's a pleasure to welcome to the show Browns right guard Sean Laval. Sean, thanks for joining us tonight. How you doing?
I'm good. How you doing?
Doing great, Sean. Boy, I'll tell you, we just had Coach Shurmur with us, and I asked him, I said, well, you know, we're going to have Sean Laval joining us shortly, and I know you've talked about Sean making progress, and he has some real nice things to say about you, Sean. How do you feel this season has been going for you?
You know, it's definitely a privilege and blessing to be able to play this game, but you know, at the same time, you try to be critical of yourself and just try to get better every day.
And, Sean, that is what it's all about. And you look back at it, though, your second year in the league, what are some of the things that are a little easier in terms of maybe recognizing than they were, say, a year ago?
Say, you know, I mean, overall, because, I mean, once you get to the NFL, technique definitely comes into effect a lot more often. And the other thing is just kind of having an understanding of, you know, blitzes and schemes and what's expected of you, you know?
Yes, and I think we've seen that. That was a tough loss yesterday, wasn't it, Sean?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's frustrating, you know, but at the same time, you know, you got to go back. You got to be able to bounce back, you know, just kind of, like I said before, just go back to work, you know?
Yeah, and you guys did some good things. You know, you get that lead. You really looked like you had a good rhythm going early in the ballgame offensively. Sean, what were your thoughts about that?
No, I'm in total agreement with you. The one thing I will say is, you know, we had a lead and whatnot, but at the end of the day, you got to be able to close the game out, you know, and finish.
Absolutely, and I think that's one of the things. That's kind of the difference. But Sean, this year for the Browns and the offense, putting it together, a lot of young folks in different areas. You're just in your second year. Jason Pinkston at the left guard is a rookie. What are some of your feelings about the growth of the offensive line to this point?
You know, we have tremendous leaders on the offensive line, and we got a lot of veterans too. So I mean, with guys like Joe Thomas, Tony Pastos and Alex Mack, it definitely makes the transition a lot easier for a guy like myself and a guy like Jason. So at the end of the day, when you have a good online coach like George Warhop, that definitely helps with the regression of, you know, of every player, you know?
Absolutely. And I guess, Sean, you know, you look right now, an offensive line, it really does take some time to kind of grow that group together, doesn't it? You really need to know. You know, Alex Mack is you know, to your left, and you've got Pashos to the right. You guys really all need to be on the same page, or there are problems, aren't there?
Yeah, no question. I mean, communication is a key aspect in the offensive line, and just kind of having that cohesiveness and just kind of being able to, I guess the one word I can say or the way I'd say it is having five as one, making sure everybody's on the same page and everybody has a good understanding of what needs to be done, you know, in order for us to be successful.
We're talking with Browns guard Sean Laval, number 66. Sean, let's talk a little bit about you. You are a native of Hawaii, and I know that you received a real nice recognition from the Hawaii chapter of the National Football Foundation for your efforts as a student, as an athlete growing up. That's got to be very nice.
Yeah, you know what? The one thing my mom always instilled in me is to make sure, you know, I get my studies done. So, you know, what do you know? I went to school and I did my homework and, you know, I showed up to class. So
there you go.
Yeah. So it was kind of.
Well, you played your college ball out at Arizona State. What's it been like for you to live in our climate here in Northeast Ohio, Sean?
I was going to say it's been like a 180. So, you know, I'm definitely getting used to this. I mean, like, the one thing with me, I don't mind playing in the snow. I mean, I actually enjoy being able to play in the snow. But I guess living in it is a whole other thing. So.
Playing the game is one thing. You know, I got to ask you, watching NFL games, now you grow up in Hawaii, and, mm-hmm. and you watch the NFL now, gosh, there's a huge time differential. What was it like for you growing up? Like on an NFL Sunday, how the games, you know, it's about 6 hours, isn't it, from
yeah,
Eastern?
Yeah, no, you're right. It's about a 6-hour difference. And for me as a kid, I used to remember waking up waking up early, and I'm like, oh my gosh, like you have to like get up like literally around like 6 or 7 to actually catch some NFL games.
Yeah, that's kind of interesting. So did you have a favorite NFL team as you were growing up, Sean?
You know what? I mean, growing up and being from Hawaii, I mean, like, I suppose a lot of the fans in Hawaii are probably fans of some of the West Coast teams, you know, so I'd say like San Francisco, San Diego, Oakland.
Sure.
Will probably be the teams a lot of kids, you know, grow familiar with.
Well, yeah, and I guess, too, you know, for you to go home now, that is a journey, isn't it? About how long does it take you to go from, you know, if you're leaving here Cleveland and you're going to go home, how long does it take you?
Let me see. Okay, if I fly from Ohio, I'd fly from Ohio to California, then from California to Hawaii, so that'd probably be, I want to say about 10 or 11 hours.
There you go. So that is a journey.
Yeah,
that's a,
yeah.
Now, are you from Honolulu, or what part of Hawaii actually are you from?
You know what? Most times I tell people I'm from Honolulu, Hawaii, because, I mean, most people haven't been to Hawaii, so I just tell them I live in Honolulu. But, I mean, if people are more familiar with the area, originally I grew up in Waipahu, but right now I reside in Mililani, Hawaii.
So in football, how big is it on the islands? How big overall is football on the islands, Sean?
I was saying football is a pretty big deal back home. I mean, because, you know, a lot of times for kids, it's definitely like, you know, a good venue, a good way to kind of, you know, get out and just kind of, you know, do something different, do something kind of positive with your life, you know?
Well, you're doing some great things, Sean, and now you get ready, as we were talking about that offensive line all being 5-1. The Baltimore Ravens come to town this week, and certainly they are known for their defense. They're 8-3. They're playing great ball right now. What are your thoughts about this week's challenge?
You know, every time, even when I was a kid, I would always hear about the Ravens' defense. I mean, so for me, you know, there's a tremendous opportunity and a tremendous challenge. But at the end of the day, you know, we got to make sure as an offensive line, we're able just to communicate and make sure that we key in and just take care of our business.
Well, hopefully you can get it done. It'd be great to get a win in front of the home fans over the Ravens. Sean, we thank you for your time tonight. Who knows, maybe you'll get a little snow on Sunday just to play in. But I know, who wants to drive in this stuff, right?
Yeah, seriously.
I hear you. Hey, thanks a lot, Sean.
I'd appreciate it.
Browns guard Sean Laval joining us tonight as he deals with living in Northeast Ohio. Hey, he grew up in Hawaii, played his college ball at Arizona State, so he hasn't had to deal with a lot of the slush and all that stuff that we have that's still to come as we move into the month of December. Fans, log on to ClevelandBrowns.com, driven by Liberty Ford, for all of your up-to-date Browns news. And Browns fans, text NFL to 8915 to get NFL mobile only from Verizon, official wireless service provider of the NFL. You're locked into the Cleveland Browns Monday Night Wrap-Up Show, driven by Liberty Ford. Doug Deacon joins us next on the Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
My wife's monthly trip to the beauty salon was really adding up. I mean, between dyeing her roots and trimming the dead ends, we were going dead broke. So to save some money, I'm cutting it for her while she sleeps. Shh. No, don't wake up yet. Go to sleep, go to sleep. You're almost gorgeous. Oh, she is going to love this.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
For the first time together in 10 years, Corona Light presents... Kenny Chesney. And Tim McGraw. Brothers of the Sun Tour. One stage, one stadium, two big stars. Kenny Chesney, Tim McGraw. At the Cleveland Browns Stadium in July of 2012. Exact date to be announced soon. Plus special guests, Grace Potter and the Nocturnals. And Jay Cohen.
Foot blue jeans.
Tickets go on sale Friday, December 16th at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com or by calling 800-745-3000. Presented by Cleveland Browns.
Don't forget
Kenny Chesney, Tim McGraw. Produced by the Messina Group, AEG Live.
Dunkin' Donuts knows that some days are much bigger than others. That's why Dunkin' Donuts created the Big and Toasty. It's Dunkin's biggest breakfast sandwich yet, and it'll help you power through any day. Sink your teeth into two fried eggs, four slices of Cherrywood smoked bacon, and delicious cheese piled high on thick Texas toast. It's Big and Toasty and a breakfast favorite. Wrap your hands around the Big and Toasty and start your day off right with Dunkin' Donuts. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Wayside Furniture is giving you more this holiday season. Join us for our After Thanksgiving Giving event and get free delivery on in-stock items and free box springs on all Serta and White Dove mattress sets. While you're here, make a donation of any amount to a charity of your choice, and Wayside will match it up to $100 until $75,000 is given. This Friday through Monday, Wayside's giving more so you can too. Wayside Furniture in Akron. Better furniture, priced lower.
Looking for more than a song on your birthday? How about a whole concert? Get a free ticket to the Cleveland House of Blues during your birthday month when you join the First Merit Birthday Club. Be one of the first 15,000, and you'll get a $25 voucher toward dinner, too. Just visit firstmerit.com/birthday for complete details. So log on and rock on with the First Merit Birthday Club. First Merit Bank. You first. Must be a First Merit customer with online banking to join. Full terms apply. See firstmerit.com/birthday for complete details. Member FDIC.
Hey, Browns fans. Are you heading down to Cleveland Browns Stadium this season? Discount Drug Mart can help you save at the game. Stop at your local Discount Drug Mart today to save 20% at the concession stands, merchandise stands, or at the team shop with the Cleveland Browns Stadium voucher for just $8. Available at the Courtesy Center. Just another way we save you the runaround. Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Browns.
A one-handed catch into the end zone. Touchdown!
Browns fans, only two home games remain and limited single-game tickets against division rival Baltimore on December 4th at Cleveland Browns Stadium are still available. Club-level seating is also being offered. The exclusive club-level features climate-controlled lounges and other premium amenities. For more information, call 1-800-745-3000 or visit clevelandbrowns.com today. It's always football season.
This is Browns Primetime on your flagship for Cleveland Browns football, 100.7 WMMS.
Back to the Cleveland Browns Monday Night Wrap-Up Show, driven by Liberty Ford. Here is your host, Mike Snyder.
And the Browns come off of that 23-20 loss to the Bengals. They get ready to host the Baltimore Ravens next Sunday, or this coming Sunday, I should say. And then a week from Thursday, they go down to Pittsburgh to take on the Steelers. So busy days coming up for the Browns. Certainly a disappointing result yesterday for the Browns in Cincinnati. We go to our hotline and the Browns radio analyst and, of course, former Browns tackle Doug Deacon, number 73, standing by. Deke, how you doing tonight?
Doing okay, Mike.
Well, Doug, you look back at yesterday's game. We had Coach Shurmur with us earlier, and there were a lot of things that he liked in the ball game. But, Deke, this NFL, it's about wins and losses, isn't it?
Yeah, it's about closing the deal. And, you know, they had an opportunity. They were up by 10 points a couple times in the ball game, and they just weren't able to put them away. You know, the offense looked like it was a little more in sync than it's probably been. I think the last 3 weeks, the offense seems to really have kind of established itself a little bit more. And I think, you know, the fact that they've had a running game has been a big plus to that. And I think the guys are getting more familiar, you know, with the offense. So, you know, there's positive signs coming out of a loss.
Yeah, they did some things. And I thought, Doug, they were toe-to-toe with the Bengals all day, weren't they?
Yes, they were. I mean, you look at the numbers statistically, you know, everything was, you know, pretty much even. The only big difference was there was probably 100-and-some difference in passing yards, but, you know, you can go to two plays that, you know, A.J. Green made that kind of made the difference in those two plays. And, you know, I think, you know, they played hard. They just, you know, they made some mistakes, and, you know, the obvious, you know, ones is, you know, you had drop passes, and then you had a botched a snap again, and you just can't, at this point, when you got a young team, you can't afford to make those mistakes, so, you know, you get yourself where you've got a more potent offense.
You know, Doug, you mentioned making plays, and, of course, you were part of one of the great teams that always seem to make a play, the Cardiac Kids team, and you go back there, there was a case where someone would make a play, usually down the stretch of a game as we were all biting our nails, and that's what A.J. Green did for the Bengals yesterday, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. I mean, he was, you know, number one draft pick, and obviously, you know, high number one for a reason. He has the ability to, you know, go up and get the ball. He has the speed, and he has the hands. And, you know, he showed it yesterday, and, you know, much unlike the first game where, you know, we took a power snooze and he beat us this time. You know, it was a legitimate big play that he made.
Couple of aspects for the Browns, and this game can be so mental. Greg Little scores a touchdown, made some very nice catches yesterday, but you look back and those drops, and drops just kill you, Doug, especially if it's a third down conversion that would have occurred.
Yeah, and you know, you look at the Browns, I think they're like ninth in the league in third down conversions, so they've been good throughout the season, and you know, in as much as we've not had a lot of third and ones and third and twos, you know, that speaks highly of what Colt's been able to do on third down. But with that said, you know, the drops, you know, you just can't have those, especially in a tight ball game. And, you know, they come back and they really haunt you.
They really can be like a turnover. You know, another thing, Doug, you know, I think over the years we've taken for granted the Browns field goal unit with the snap from Pontbriant and whoever's holding and then Phil Dawson. And just to see Ryan struggle like that, it's really hard to figure out what's going on with him, Deke.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's one of those things, you know, it gets in your head and you start thinking about it instead of just doing what you've done so well for so long. And, you know, the problem is you got a guy that basically has maybe 10 plays a game, and, you know, the rules have been such now that they can't line anybody up in your head, you know, knock your head off when you bring your head up after you snap it. So they've made it better for him. But, you know, this year he's just been all over the place.
And that's something that you hope he can rectify, but you can't really wait around too long for him to figure it out, can you, if you're the Browns?
No, I mean, you're looking right now where you very well could cost you two wins. And, you know, yeah, two wins, those are big for, you know, a football team that's, you know, trying to, you know, get a hold of itself and, you know, establish itself as an improving team. And, you know, you look at the record, and, you know, you don't have those two wins. So it's one of those where, you know, you got 52 other guys on the team that, you know, they go out there and bust their butt, and you kind of got to hold everybody accountable, and you just can't take it for granted anymore.
All right, Doug, they move on now. They're back home, and they've got Baltimore coming to town. Baltimore is certainly having another strong season. They're 8-3. Well, what are your thoughts about going up against them this week?
Well, you know, they're in the playoff hunt with Pittsburgh. They want a home field advantage, so they're going to be wired for it. Ray Lewis got the rest again last week, so, you know, he'll be ready. And anytime you play Baltimore, it's going to be a physical football game. And, you know, they're a team that, you know, they're pretty well balanced. They have, you know, Rice in the backfield, and Flacco is not bad. And they, you know, Lee Evans is supposedly coming back. So, along with Bolden, I mean, it's a talented football team.
And I guess, well, we got somewhat of a gauge about the Browns' progress yesterday against the Bengals. We'll even have a little better feel for this team and how it's progressing when they go head-to-head with Baltimore and then even Pittsburgh behind them and then the two teams again, Doug. Who invented this schedule this year? I don't know.
Well, yeah, and the thing about it is, you know, for the rookies, there's a preseason speed, and then there's a regular season speed, but then all of a sudden, you know, you hit Baltimore and Pittsburgh. That's a totally different ball game that you're in.
All right, Deke, thanks as always for your time. We'll hear you and Jimmy again on Sunday. Thanks.
Okay. See you, Mike.
Doug Deacon checking in as, well, we hear from Deke, and then Vic Carucci joins us and Jim Donovan as we bring you the Browns Monday Night Wrap-Up Show, driven by Liberty Ford, every Monday night from 7 until 8. Browns fans, text NFL to 8915 to get NFL Mobile, only from Verizon, official wireless service provider of the NFL. And fans, the Ohio Lottery and the Browns want you to be a VIP. Visit clevelandbrowns.com/Ohio Lottery to learn how you can win tickets to the Browns-Steelers game January 1st. Well, we always check out the Browns' drive of the game from the day before. Let's go to it.
Drive of the game, driven by Liberty Ford, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. Whistle blows. Battle of Ohio underway. McCoy under center. Drops the throw. First down. He's looking, looking, firing across the middle. And Cripps caught it. Out of a tackle from the 23. Second down and three. Here's Hillis. He blasts it over the left side and got a first down. McCoy on second and nine from his 30. Straight drop. Back looking. Flush left. He can run and will. 30, 35. And he dives the ball out to the 38-yard line. He'll be a yard shy. Third and one. It goes to Hillis. Hillis is going to drive, and I think he got it out to the 40-yard line. Hillis fullback, Obanaya tailback. Hillis shifted left. And McCoy loads up. He goes long. Norwood's wide open and caught it. 25, and then he stepped out of bounds. On the ninth play of the drive, on the opening drive of the game, McCoy brings the Browns up. Massaqua, Norwood, Little all on the far side left. In the backfield, Obanaya. Watson tight on the right side. McCoy under center and then backtracks into the shotgun. Obanaya on his right hip. Third and 10. McCoy back, throwing to the middle of the field. Caught! Touchdown, Jordan Norwood!
And that is the drive of the game, driven by Liberty Ford, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. The Browns getting their first touchdown in the first quarter of a game this season. Browns fans, text NFL to 8915 to get NFL Mobile. Only from Verizon, official wireless service provider of the NFL. And we talk about touchdowns. Dunkin' Donuts, proud to sponsor Touchdowns for Downs. This season, for every touchdown scored by the Browns, the Dunkin' Donuts and Baskin-Robbins Community Foundation will donate $100 to Upside of Downs to support local families touched by Down syndrome. So the Browns at 4-7 after falling to the Bengals. Bengals with that win, they go to 7-4. Pittsburgh, a 13-9 winner last night over Kansas City. So they're 13-9 winner. So they're tied with Baltimore at 8-3. Ravens come to the stadium this Sunday. That will be a 4:05 kickoff. And, of course, we'll have it for you all across the Browns radio network. So can the Browns find a way to do some damage to the Dirty Birds from Baltimore? Well, we'll find out this Sunday. The Browns feel they made some progress, although they lost yesterday. A real test coming up Sunday at 4:05 against Baltimore. That does it for tonight's Browns Monday Night Wrap-Up Show, driven by Liberty Ford. This is Mike Snyder saying, go Browns, on the Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
Cleveland Browns Monday Night Wrap-Up Show, driven by Liberty Ford, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group, has been brought to you by GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Call GEICO at 1-800-947-AUTO or visit geico.com. And by Verizon Wireless. Text NFL to 8915 to get NFL Mobile, only from Verizon, official wireless service provider of the NFL. Black Friday.